the dog house. This is like a winter preview show because we really have no racing to talk about.
So the cool front from Canada has chilled our ability to talk.
We're spooling up our winter chops. And I actually think this is some of our best shows. Sometimes when there isn't any racing going on, we can talk about speculation and we can talk about, you know, some silly season news or, you know, seat assignments and people sending us mass mailings trying to get on the show, you know, sexual favors being offered to Phil. I mean, things, you know, it's like cats and dogs getting married. You know, it's crazy stuff.
In other words, it's Phil gets to make stuff up day.
Last time I did that, I started a racing series.
You did. That is true. Okay. That is true. It may be time to redo that, Phil.
I'm just saying, when I make stuff up, people listen. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Warren does the same thing. You got to give Warren credit. Yeah, but nobody listens. Right?
Well, they do, and they're like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then they start King of Baggers. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, kind of. He talked
about it. So yeah, I guess technically Warren is responsible.
He kind of is. He's like, I wish somebody raced Packers on the road course.
Yeah.
They have been pretty spectacular racing at times.
I think the only thing that I've predicted is lawyers get wealthier.
That's not a prediction. You've proven that several times.
See, I don't even know if yours do. I can't see you paying.
You got to be kidding me.
I don't see you paying.
You got to be kidding. Well,
they're probably relatives and they work on friends and family discount.
They do work. No, members of the tribe discount.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, but divorce 7, get 3 free.
Package deal.
It was like, that's a deal. Wait, they
usually say if you can go out on the street and find somebody else to join you in this too, we'll give you a 2-for-1 deal. So far, I have no takers. Yeah, so far, I haven't had any takers.
Warren, you should have jumped on that. No. I'm not married, so I can't help you out. But I'll tell you what, for a payment, I would find somebody to marry to divorce on me.
I think you need some alimony shot your way, huh?
I need some alimony.
Yeah, then you're going to have to marry up.
Yeah. I can't marry below, out of your league, Phil. You met me. There's no below.
Yeah, but you got to find somebody that's willing to say, you know, agree to the terms and conditions, right?
Those are hard to meet, though.
The hard.
Yeah, anyway, exactly.
Not worth it. Let's move on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, just before we went on air, we were talking about Jack Miller, and I looked it up. You know, facts. Jack Miller did not sign with Honda. They re-signed Zarco and Marini on Monday, so yesterday.
What part of Zarco did they sign? His left leg, his right hip?
Good point.
He's broken everything.
The title of that should be Jack Miller survives 2026 season, right?
Yeah. He was on a KTM, right? So he had a chance.
No, what Phil's saying is that he's not on a ride, so he's going to survive.
He's not on a ride.
I think that was just rumor about him signing, but I honestly believe that Zarco is not signing with Honda. Maybe Zar or maybe Co, but there is no Zarco left, only bits and pieces. So
there's a little bit of this track, a little bit of that track. Well,
he's left a lot out there, that's for sure. So I don't know about that. And be honest with you, I'm not sure anybody who was had completed a contract should think that it's some sort of a career move. Is everybody expecting there going to be some breakout? I mean, the only breakout news that we've seen lately, I guess we're going to see it coming up soon, is the new V2 engine from Yamaha is going to actually be on the track next outing, I believe, which is this weekend.
I thought I read
that too.
Right. And supposedly there's very high hopes on it. So I think they'll all blow up is what my prediction is.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter because going into the 27, there is no, you know, they're going to get rid of all those bikes and start all
over. Yeah, but I imagine that probably Quartararo would say, I would like to ride on something fast next season before they go and cut it all apart.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
give me one season of quick
Yeah, like let me wait till 2027 to be slower. You know,
he's got a better chance of that motorcycle being. No, actually, he got a better chance of a second round of COVID. I was gonna say, Zarco's sitting there like, bring Fauci back, bring Fauci back.
Yeah, the article that I read about it is it's supposed to be a pretty impressive engine, and that supposedly it was supposed to be their motor for this season, but they said that they didn't think it feel like it was ready at the beginning of the season, which is why they're in the middle of the season, which nobody else could introduce an entire new engine in mid-season. But you know, Yamaha's got so many of those, you know, perks because of basically
being,
you know,
bad,
losing everything,
finishing,
not finishing and things like that. Yeah. But Honda's got those too, and Honda introduced a completely new chassis in mid-season, so there you go. So anyways, didn't help.
Honda did Marrera sign the contract to go to Honda LCR for next year, or is that still just kind of on the rumor mill? Because I can't find any significant here. Yes, it's definitive. Marrera is joining LCR, Honda LCR.
The only thing that they said was that he was definitely going to MotoGP. Whether he had a signed contract in hand from a particular team, who knows? But they made it sound like it was no question. So he must have offers on the table from multiple teams, and he just has to make his choice on where he's going.
Well, there's not many spots left, so
that doesn't mean you won't displace somebody.
No, it's true.
You know, we've only heard about people that have had new contracts signed. That leaves a lot of people that the team probably has an out, as well as the rider having an out, or potentially they'll be out of contract at the end of the season, and they have yet to figure out who's going to replace them.
I mean, it's still early.
Usually it is still early.
This is the beginning of silly season.
Yeah.
Silly season just started early this year.
Yeah.
Quite a bit early.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's early.
Yeah. There's always little bits and pieces early news, you know? So
yeah,
we'll see. But he's definitely, I mean, they made it sound like it's a slam dunk that he's going to MotoGP. And those guys are the guys on the MotoGP broadcast, especially the guys on Moto2, they're pretty damn straight. They know
they're wired in. That's for sure.
They're definitely wired in. So,
and I could see him coming up with Honda LCR because there's some cat named Chantra is not doing so well on that team.
No.
So that'd be an easy replacement.
Crappy bike. Like,
yeah,
it is a crappy bike.
Like everybody's like, oh, this person isn't doing well. This person, I mean, you had a crappy bike. There's not much you can do.
No. No.
Yeah, Marrera may be in the same position as some cat.
Right. You know, well, it's like for Americans, it's like being drafted for quarterback by the Jets. your career's done a year later.
Yeah.
Well, it's done before you even show up for first practice.
Right. Everybody's like, that guy was a waste.
To me, the only way it makes sense is if you just have decided that you're going to have like a Jack Miller career. You know, you're going to have your moments of brilliance, but you're not going to be competitive in a championship. It's just not going to happen. You'll do that. You enjoy riding a motorcycle. You get good money, and that's what it is. I just don't see Marrera that way. I just don't believe that's the case with him. The only way he'd go to a team that's that far down, like LCR Honda, is if you already got a deal in the pocket for 27 on the new 800. To go to a factory team. Otherwise, why do it? Just stay and win a championship in Moto2.
Yeah. I think some guys are like, this is my chance to move up, or maybe it's the, you know, well, those guys are young and I'm never going to get there. Maybe I can put laps in. I don't know.
But he's young. He's very young. He's only 19 years old.
That's what I'm saying. He can learn the tracks. And then, but by then, there's always the young, hot person coming behind you.
He can learn the tracks on Moto2. He can learn the tracks on Moto2.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where he's been doing.
I don't think going to a crappy team, even if you aspire to be a world champion, right? Like, I think unless MotoGP goes back to what they did to Ben Spies, it's like, you're a rookie, you can't be on a factory team.
Yeah, well, right? Yeah, they disposed of that. And then they were like,
Mark Marquez, we got to put him on a factory team.
Well, they changed the rule for Marquez.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The rule was never changed back, so technically you can go right to a factory team.
Right, and if they went back to that, then it'd be like, okay, I could see moving up and it didn't matter what team you're on.
Right.
Because you get an opportunity. But
yeah, but what would you do? If you're going to do that, you're going to aim for a satellite Ducati team, not a Honda or Yamaha.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Herrera's like, hey, I'm moving up, but you're not.
You're not moving up, no.
Right? You're actually.
But you're moving up money wise.
You're doing a PJ Jacobson. Right?
Yeah, but you're moving up money wise.
Not to poop on people.
Yeah, but
PJ
the money.
Jacobson was like, I'm gonna move over from this one for that one for the more money, and then that pretty much cost him his world career because he went to a team.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a good idea. Yeah, I didn't say it was a good idea, but I don't know how big a difference, and I'm sure it's pretty huge between Moto 2. Top rider salaries and MotoGP lowest rider salaries. I imagine it's a pretty big step up.
Plus, I bet it's not as big as you think. I don't know what it is.
I think it's probably. I'll bet it's bigger than we think. That's my guess. But that plus sponsorship money. Yeah, I think probably it's some serious cash.
Well, the sponsorship money is where a lot of that is because
Morbidelli
is the highest paid racer on the grid right now by just his salary. No, he's not making the most money. Of course, Marquez on is back now.
On the grid?
He is the highest paid
salary from the team.
Salary. Team
the
salary.
Rest of the guys make money on, the rest of the guys are making money on the private endorsements.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of the way
I thought Quartararo was the highest paid guy. His deal with Yamaha was the biggest deal.
No.
I thought it was when he renewed. It was supposed to be the biggest deal that had ever been signed, factory deal ever. Mm. And supposedly, it took him like 24 million per season over, or a little more than that.
But I think somewhere I read it, he's like, overall, he's like fifth or sixth in total compensation. Even if that's true.
Well, with compensation, I get it because you have to win.
Yeah.
I don't get how Morbidelli is earning more than anybody else on the grid.
I don't see it either.
I don't understand why. So this is what I don't understand about a lot of motorcycle racing. I understand about car racing because it's completely different. In car racing, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's how much TV time you get. There used to be a site that NASCAR, but then ESPN bought it. So because the facts were too good. It was called J-Ski. And J-Ski would go there and give you a list at the end of every race, how many seconds of television time a certain car got. And they're each still zoom in on the logo and how many times they mentioned the sponsor or this, that, and the other thing on the broadcast. And to me, if I'm paying a sponsorship, I don't care if the guy wins. I care that the guy's on television and that they're talking about my Repsol Honda, my whatever. I know I named some teams.
Well, what's the best way to get them to keep mentioning your team?
It's
be competitive,
win,
right?
Right.
Be competitive,
or be the first guy to wreck. Michael Waltrip made a lot of money in NASCAR.
I think being the first guy to wreck in MotoGP gets you one very brief mention. And that's it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But like, you got to wreck spectacular and take a bunch of people out.
They do that occasionally too.
But you know what I mean. Like, so to me, I know some people probably aren't going to like this conversation, but to me, it's no different than anything else. Like, I'm paying you. I want you to win, but I'm really paying you to get my brand on television. On international television. That's what I'm really paying you for as a sponsor. It's brand recognition for my product.
Yeah, but I don't know if you recall, back in Mark Marquez's Repsol, his best days, which is a long time ago. Repsol used to go do all these events. They did them all over Europe. It was a big market for them, and they did it all in South America, which was their primary market, right?
Yeah.
And he would go and do those in the off season. He would do these events and just draw people in like crazy. Yeah, yeah. And all kinds of television and stuff like that. Yeah, so I think that's money. So they didn't mind when Marquez was there paying out $40 million in sponsorships per season because they were getting it back. And
right.
Mind,
and that's right? all part of it, right? Like it's like bringing the people to the events, it's a return on investment. It's how much money are you bringing me?
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I think that's what hurts Moto America racers is that it's really hard to gauge. I think in general, racing, if you notice, in every form of racing, money's disappearing right now, right? And I think one of the reasons money's disappearing is because of the internet.
Oh, right? Yeah. No doubt about that.
It used to be, and Ken probably remembers this, like, oh, hey, I'm racing the Pennzoil. And when you're watching a Pennzoil commercial and it's talking about, you know, whatever racer's racing that, they gave you the phone number to call to order your Pennzoil or go find a Pennzoil dealer near you. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. there's no tracking phone numbers on the internet.
No, that's true.
Right? There's mm-hmm. It's hard to say, are the people watching the race, like, I look at something like NASCAR, which is struggling, and MotoGP is struggling too, but NASCAR, I can make things that make sense to American listeners overseas. I'm assuming it'd be the same for countries. Like, you know, people travel regionally to the race. The Pennzoil guy wins the next month in that region where most of the ticket sales and stuff for the race are. People are buying more stuff. And people in what they consider NASCAR watching communities are buying more Pennzoil, and that's a win, right? The same with Repsol, I Honda, agree. Right?
Yeah, like, I agree.
Oh my God, in Spain, everybody's buying it because that's what Mark Marquez says.
I agree, and where that's Repsol, and where a lot of the sponsors are smart, and Repsol definitely was, is that when the season was over, what they kept pumping it by putting their, you know, their championship winner out in the public time. Is like, remember, this guy's running Repsol in his bike. Right.
Like, I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what the sponsorship is on the Yamaha right now. I'd have to look at a picture.
It's Monster Energy, right?
Is that the main sponsor? You could be.
I don't think there's. They probably have a minor oil sponsor, but not their major one. I think Monster Energy is their
right.
Is their but big?
You know what I mean?
Sponsor.
Like, okay, who's their main sponsor on the Ducati right now?
Baveno, the computer company.
Yeah, I couldn't have pulled that. I would have had to think for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I think the broadcast and stuff is changing because now they just talk about Mark Marquez on the Ducati, not him on the Lavino Ducati. Where it used to be Mark Marquez on the Repsol Honda.
Are you guys talking about Lenovo?
Lenovo? Okay, yeah, it could be.
It's Aruba IT on in World Superbike.
World Superbike.
Yeah.
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 Right. But I'm just saying, like they used to on the broadcast and stuff say the title sponsor.
Yeah.
They don't
anymore.
It
was a big deal. It was a big deal. I mean Repsol Honda was probably the best known.
Who's the title sponsor on Rossi's team?
Yeah, who is it?
On right?
Yeah,
we should know that.
We've had that
he's
conversation
got one.
Before.
He's got one, but I
he's
can't
got
think
one,
of who it is.
But we should know that, right?
Yeah.
When I watch MotoGP, when I watch World Superbike, when I watch Moto America, I don't hear the
sponsor's name as much as you should,
right?
The only way you don't really hear it from the racers either.
Right, there's few. Like Josh, I know Josh Herron has the OnlyFans Ducati because, you know, he pumps it. But like, okay, yeah. I mentioned him before, PJ Jacobson, right? He's on the Warhorse. No, he's not on the Warhorse Ducati.
No, he's not on the War.
The
Ray Hall.
Ray Hall, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Ray Hall Ducati, right? I don't know who the sponsorship is.
No.
Yeah. So right. what you're saying is they're doing a really bad job
because I think
the reason
all racing
and they're not attracting
right
sponsors because the sponsors aren't seeing the return on investment.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's hurting sponsorship money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in that, you're right. NASCAR is the same. It used to be NASCAR, something. You'd hear the entire list of car sponsors before he makes even a single comment.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that. You mentioned this, Phil, because now the more I think about it, I can remember they always called when Mark Marquez was on the Honda. It was always the Repsol Honda. Even when Casey Stoner was on it.
I'll tell you what changed in NASCAR. I don't exactly know what changed in MotoGP. What changed in NASCAR was NBC,
right,
and Fox came to this agreement that if you didn't buy a commercial on their network, they didn't mention your team. And guys like Goodwrench Chevrolet, Dale Earnhardt in the number three Goodwrench Chevrolet, Dale Earnhardt in the number three Chevrolet, because Goodwrench wasn't buying commercials. And the DuPont, Jeff Gordon in the DuPont 24, between Jeff Gordon in the 24 car, the Ricky Hendricks car, because DuPont wasn't buying ads.
Yeah.
And that hurt. Like, I get the TV is like, woo, we need to do this. You're not going to have a product if those guys can't make money either. Right?
Like, it has to be win-win.
It has to be a win-win.
Yeah, but you know what?
Work together.
That's all well and fine. That's all well and fine. But MotoGP does their own broadcast, so there's no excuse for them not
pumping
their sponsors.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They're not pumping their sponsors.
Right. So. And you have to, for sponsors to want to come and be, if you're a racer and you want to, you're like, why am I not making it, right? What's the difference between watching Josh Herron, right, and watching somebody else, right? Because Josh Herron's like, oh, the only fan's Ducati, he names every one of his sponsors.
Yeah, and he walks right through the list.
But it's also when he's talking about it, he doesn't even view it as, oh, my Ducati or my team. He always says it, right? And that was what Michael Waltrip was great at. Right? Like,
I can remember a time in NASCAR when a guy won a race, he would change his baseball cap after the race like 8 times, one with each sponsor. Do you remember?
While doing the big same sponsors. Interview.
Yes. They don't do that anymore.
No, because NBC pushed for that as part of their contract, and then Fox was like, yup. Right?
Yeah.
Because they got greedy and they wanted the commercial sales. Yeah. MotoGP doesn't have the excuse because you do your own.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not.
Well, you definitely. I mean, to Moto America's credit, they do always mention the big sponsors on their broadcasts. The problem is that that's still not worth that much to the sponsors, unfortunately.
Right. Because you know? I think it's hard to track your return on investment nowadays.
Yeah.
Because the internet, because of third party sales. Right, because there's so many.
It depends on what the business is behind it, right?
Yeah.
So if I run a race and my prime sponsor is somebody that I can actually watch for a jump in sales in the weeks following a race, and it doesn't happen, that's pretty good evidence that it wasn't.
Yeah, but I think the problem is like, okay, I have been asked, you know, when I had my own business and stuff, to sponsor racers and stuff like that, and it's not. It's not like I mean, a lot of them I did. I didn't give as much as they were looking for because it didn't make sense to me, right? Mm-hmm. But realistically, if somebody came up to us and like, hey, we want the doghouse to sponsor the thing, and they throw a number out, I'd be like, you know, what's it? How does that help me?
Yeah.
Right. And everybody goes, well, you get brand awareness. Oh, I already got brand awareness. What is that? You know, like, are you going to show up at doghouse events? Are you going to do this, right? Like Mark Marquez shows up at the events. Are you going to get on TV enough? What happens if you're Moreira is about to be a 10th place racer next year.
Mm-hmm.
If he's lucky,
what kind of fan base does he have?
I think he's going to be Superman. I expect to see him fly a lot.
Right. So what kind of fan base is he going to have? Not that much.
He'll have some sort of a following. I mean, Zarco, as he left pieces in the crowd all season long, he'll always have his French right?
Zarco has fans because there's probably 100 people with different chunks of them in their living room.
That's exactly
right. I got this at the MotoGP race.
Yeah, that's right. I got his left leg.
Like there's a fingertip.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I'm not trying to poo-poo motorcycle racing. I'm not trying to poo-poo sponsors. right? I'm trying to
say it's not just motorcycle racing. It's all forms of racing because that the bridge between business and commerce has gotten so tightly bound now that that's fine. I can mention you as a sponsor. What's in it for me? And that's just the way it's going to be from now on. It's
right.
It's not going to change.
The analytics on, like Phil was saying, every second of visualization that your logo gets is so heavy now, you can tell that it's not getting you anything. I mean,
how do you even know? Right. Like,
well, they're so good at tracking things now that I guarantee with AI, they can track every mention, every sign, every time that your logo is shown and things like that in a race.
Sure of it.
Yeah.
But the bigger thing is, I think when they never MotoGP, right? And I'm going to say this, they never run through the field, right? They talk about a couple battles here and here. Once a broadcast,
mean when they're doing the pre-race grid interview stuff?
Midway through the race, mm-hmm. do a run through the field. So-and-so's here. So-and-so's there. And that NASCAR used to do it. Used to be one of my favorite parts of the races because they named every racer and MRN.
Every sponsor.
Every racer and every main sponsor.
Yeah.
Right? MotoGP should be doing that. MotoGP should be running through the field. It's only 18 guys. You can do it in a lap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can do it in a lap. Run through there. Name their big sponsors, because it's a shame that I only know roughly three of the sponsors in a field of 21 bikes.
Yeah. You know when they do the introductory of all the racers in the beginning of the race, the video with
they could do it there too.
That I would think that'd be a perfect time for them to mention. You know, running on the 93 Castrol.
Hey, here's how.
Running on the 61 Castrol Honda. You know, so-and-so, if they could just put that on the screen, and they don't even do that.
Moto America needs to do the same thing. Moto America's better at it, though.
I think it's one of the things that they do better. I think the problem is they don't want it. And I get it to a certain extent. They don't want to give away the house. They want you to pay for it. And they're struggling, right? They're struggling for money. They don't care if you're a team sponsor. They want you to be a series sponsor,
right?
Or an event sponsor.
That's the problem in all the series. It's not just Moto America. MotoGP is the same way. The TV stations covering NASCAR, covering Moto America, covering all these are the same way. They're like, be on our thing. Oh, don't give your money to that team. You give a big chunk to us, or we're not going to talk about you. There's no point, bud, to be on that bike, because we're not going to talk to you without a check.
Yeah,
and you can just sponsor the broadcast, and we can cut out the middleman, and that cuts out the talent.
Yeah,
right.
Well, who is the sponsor? That's why you have
40-year-old racers.
Who is the sponsor for MotoGP?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Right.
There is no serious sponsor for MotoGP.
Yeah, but they have tire sponsors. They have this. They have that.
Yes, and
they're not
exactly.
talking title sponsor, right? They're talking commercial sponsor.
But Moto America at least has a series sponsor.
Yeah.
Right?
But Mission. Which was through Heron?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I
believe so.
It would not surprise me if Heron
was the one who got Mission Foods into racing. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah. But they have a series sponsor. So that's another thing too. World Superbike and MotoGP do not have a series sponsor. And I can remember when Moto 2 did.
Yeah.
Had a series sponsor. They haven't had that in years.
This is clearly intentional. Well, yeah, because they're trying, instead of saying, wow, more viewers makes our commercial time worth value, they're like, let's take the sponsor from the guy who went out and got it. We're just going to steal them. NHRA almost bankrupted themselves in the early 90s doing that. They were close to putting themselves out of business because they were, like, during the mobile wars, like Sprint, Verizon, all that kind of stuff, Nextel. They were, like, back and forth. NASCAR had that problem with hard liquors. You can't have hard liquors on the car till it was the official liquor of NASCAR, and then you can have it.
Yeah. I can remember when it was the Winston Cup and it was like, oh, no, you can't have a cigarette.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Anyways, Sorry, we got way off topic.
Yeah, we missed a bunch of stuff. So there you go. This way said it's a preview of a winner.
Yeah.
A winner show, right? We go completely off course.
I liked it.
I do too.
I don't know if people like it, but
the numbers like always tell the truth.
If we find real numbers,
we have them on Spotify. I'm telling you.
Maybe. I don't know. 50-50. Yep. All right. Yeah, we'll 50-50. Be back next week.